Professor Heather Goodall from the Centre for Civil Societies in this university, in UTS, as one of the key sponsors. And I'd just like to say I think it's very, very important that you know, the work that's being done in this university links up with our interests in Pride history and so on, in terms of looking at the history of the social movements in Australia. And so I think we're very lucky to have had support from Heather and her colleagues.
Thank you. I did this gig yesterday, so a lot of you will have met me already, and heard pretty much the sort of thing I want to say today, except for those people who weren't here yesterday, I want to welcome you to this 10th Annual Homosexual Histories Conference to explain, as Ken did, that I'm a historian. And so I've got a particular interest in thinking about how we understand the past. And we're incredibly pleased and delighted to be able to welcome you and this conference here to UTS. It's an extremely important event, and it's great to be able to have it here. Now, I want to acknowledge the fact that we are, of course, on Aboriginal land, not sometime in the past, but right now. This is Aboriginal land. We want to acknowledge the Wongal Wongal, the Gadigal people from this particular area, but we also want to acknowledge the many Aboriginal people who've come over these last 200 disrupted, messy years into the city and taken up responsibility for country. So for all of those people who are owners of this country, we want to acknowledge their presence, and we also want to acknowledge, in fact, I think, the role, the interaction that's occurred between the Aboriginal movement and the homosexual movement in its many aspects over these last decades, in fact. So I said yesterday how important these rich stories are. You've got so many different individual lives, couples' lives, collective families' lives to contribute to the stories about homosexual histories, that it's a really important archive to be developing and building and strengthening and ensuring that it continues to live on, not just in a digital format in a library or in paper, although there's some fabulous examples out there of wonderful ways to do that, but in stories being retold. And I think there's nothing that works better than having somebody actually tell you about what it was like and listen to what things were like in the past. So it's important to be able to hear some of those rich stories. But as you can see, and as you all know, because many of you were a part of it, this set of movements that you're going to be talking about, particularly today, are incredibly important movements, not only for the broad range of homosexual communities in Australia, but for all Australians and for social justice globally. And I think what I really want to say is that the women and the men who generated these movements, who sustained them, who led them, who argued inside them, and who defended them from outside attack, are people who have led the way, broken new ground for social justice movements across Australia and around the globe. So there's a lot of people who are very grateful and a lot of people who are very eager to hear these stories. There'll be lots of conversations today with panels, and I'm sure these conversations will keep on going, and I look forward to seeing the outcomes as well as hearing them here. Thank you.
So we've got a very small token of our appreciation.
Very big for you.
They're not open yet, so it's a bit of a surprise what colour they're going to be. But without Heather, we wouldn't be here at the UTS, and we're getting continuing assistance and guidance with publication of conference proceedings and other things. So thank you very much, Heather. By the way, I'm Diane Minnis, and that's Ken Davis. We're the conference co-conveners. And we've now got a very special guest here today to bless this conference. And please make very welcome Mother Inferior of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Nuns and monks of Australia, on this beautiful spring day, today you continue your great deliberations in history. You take up once again the task of documenting and examining and debating the great stories of the past and the present. Your task, your vocation, is of inestimable value for now and for the future. His Eminence has sent a special blessing today, which we're very grateful for. His Holiness is still a little bit preoccupied with the failure to convert the Church of England 100%. Little problems, but I'm sure they're thinking of us today. For the future, you are the heart of the movement. Do not forget to write down your own stories, however personal. Even if people, your nieces and nephews, for instance, don't want to listen, still tell your stories. Something will sink in. You are the heart of the community. Your stories, write them down. You are the archives of the future, as well as of the present. Don't store things in low areas, such as cellars, that can be flooded. We, for our part, will not forget our great pioneer nuns. Sister Mary Ned Kelly, the inventor of the steel wimple. Sister St. Mary of the Cross, patroness of brandy distillers. Sister Mary Waratah of the Little Sisters of the Bush, who courageously, long before the comfort of the support of convents of the Order of Perpetual Indulgence, as a solitary nun, with no support from other nuns, in a pink habit, roller skated across the harbour bridge in peak hour, holding up the traffic for gay liberation. Sister Mary Waratah of the Little Sisters of the Bush is with you today somewhere. When you see him, you will be blessed. Sister, we salute you. You are an icon of our past and future in courage and bravery. Great nun. Seek him out and hear his story and get him to write it down. And don't store it in low areas. If the boxes are on the floor and it floods, the water will soak up into the record. And don't store them in rooms because of the risk of fire. Store them in acid-free. Let's be acid-free. Let's be acid-free today and make a commitment, a personal commitment to be acid-free. And so, we must protect and preserve our great religiously pluralistic Society of Australia. How terrifying recently to have come so close to an oppressive theocracy, to have been dominated, to risk having been ruled and dominated by abbots and bishops. Let us preserve our separation, the crown and the church. Let us not feel the weight of the cruel crozier and the heavy mitre that would crush us. What a close escape. So let us remember today our history, our present, and the history to be made. May young and old unite today. May young and old unite today. And now may this conference be blessed. Diane Minnis forever.
Be serious after that. Thank you very much. Now, at this stage, we're going to really get down to the beginnings of the movement here. And we're going to hear from Sue Wills and Lex Watson about the beginnings of camp, etc., and gay liberation. But before we do that, I'm sorry, Robert French, our Secretary of Private Groups, got a couple of announcements.